This is Chastity Pod, an informational resource about our favorite kink, chastity.
We're your hosts. I'm Denai Dumpling.
And I'm Locked Fist Monster.
And we're chastity veterans. In this pod, we talk about all things chastity related.
So if you're cage curious and want to begin locking up,
or a key holder who fantasizes about caging that special someone,
tune into Chastity Pod. So let's get locked and stay locked.
All right, episode one.
Episode one of season two. We are back after an extremely long delay. And it'll be an even longer delay before this episode gets released. So we're recording this February, end of February 2023. Our last episode came out, what, July, August of 2022?
Yes, it's embarrassingly long.
And then this won't actually be released until like June.
Well, so, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see if that happens. Maybe sooner, maybe later. Let's find out.
If we stick to our recording schedule, probably around June is when this will get released.
Oh my God.
Which means that it will be almost a full year between our last episode and this episode.
You know what? As you get older, you realize that life has a way of picking you up and throwing you through a bunch of things you never signed up for. And, you know, everything just pulls and drags. I mean, what can I say? It sucks.
I mean,
I'm glad we're back in it, though. I mean,
and thank God that our fan base is into long-term denial. Because otherwise, right?
Very on brand. You're right. I don't know if you can all hear it. We have picked up a couple of new mics for ourselves, so hopefully that improves the sound quality.
Oh yeah, we've got new mics. We've got new headphones. We've got so it's a new season, and we're going big this time. Denai Dumpling, what has been up with you? What have you been up to since August of last year?
Oh my God, what hasn't been up with me? Well, the biggest thing right now is I've finally, after many, many years, found someone that I think could be a long-term partner.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I've always envisioned myself with a husband in my ripe old age with a chubbier man to hug and to hold and to cuddle every night. And I envision myself locked all the time with him too. And I think that this guy's got a lot of promise. He's got a lot of potential.
You found your husband, potential husband?
Well, I found a bear. Let's see if he can add the hus in front of it. But,
and so how has this impacted your chastity play at all? Is he also locked? Is he a dom? Is he a sub? Like, are you still locked? What's the status?
Oh, I'm definitely locked. That was something it's mandatory, prerequisite to date me, really. If I'm unlocked, you're not the man for me, right?
Have you been unlocked since our last episode?
I mean, there have been some stressful moments and periods where I've had to unlock, but with my current guy right now, he agrees that I really should be locked. I should stay locked. That's when I'm at my happiest. And we're taking things kind of, we're focusing on us right now. And yes, that means that currently we're monogamous. And so I've really taken a step back from being a sub for Sir CJ, which was an unexpected thing. He must be a special man for me to put a pause on something that I've had for such a long time to explore something new.
I was about to say, because you've been Sir CJ sub for 7 years, 5 years?
I would say closer to seven than five. It's been a long time coming. And I do feel like with time, my partner and I might open up again. But, you know, when you go into a new relationship, we both feel like we should give each other some time and space to be just ourselves for a little bit. And then, you know, when we're ready, we'll open up again.
I mean, that's completely different from how I did it, but whatever works for you, right?
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Everyone has their own different.
Maybe I'm secretly romantic at heart.
You're a very romantic person at heart.
Aww.
You know, you're a very romantic person in general. So I can see you being more on the monogamish side of things.
Monogamish.
You've never heard that phrase before, monogamish?
I mean, I would imagine the ish to be added to anything.
Yeah. Well, I think Dan Savage coined it like 10 years ago or something. To this, you know, to describe all the people who are like in monogamous relationships, but like occasionally play around outside.
Yeah, the open,
they're monogamish.
Yeah. The open spectrum is varying amongst people. Everyone has to find their own stride. So I guess we'll figure it out too. But I know that you, Locked Fist, have also had major plans happening in your life too.
There has been so much happening in the past, God, like 7 months. All right. So the biggest one, obviously, is the fiance has now been upgraded to the husband.
Ooh, rah, 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 rah. The crowd goes wild.
All right, so that's very exciting. Other major development was that I actually got around to hiring a lifting coach to help me with my weightlifting, because I had been stalled. I know this isn't a weightlifting podcast, but we're going to talk about my lifting anyways.
Here we go.
I had been stalled for like the past for the past 3 years, like basically all of COVID pandemic and a little bit beforehand, almost all of my lifts had kind of like stalled out at like good high numbers, but I wanted to add more progress. Mm-hmm. So like I'd been sort of stuck at like a 330 pound squat. I'd been stuck at sort of like a 440 pound deadlift. I'd been stuck at like a 240 pound bench, roughly.
Wow.
Like those are, but I'd been plateaued at that, you know, gaining a little bit, but not much for like 3 years.
Right, right.
So in November, I hired a new coach, and she looked over my program and she's like, all right, there are some changes that need to be made here. So she revamped my lifting program. And since then, I've added 20 kilos to my squat. I've added in the past three months that I've been lifting with her, I've added 45 pounds to my squat, which is huge. That's like beginner gains.
That's insane.
That's happening now, you know, at the ripe old age of 31.
Relax.
So fantastic.
Okay, 40 pounds is a third of your fiance. Now yes. Husband.
Yeah. Well, he's hovering around like 150. So like,
oh, really?
Somewhere between the I mean, he's a small package, but like he's muscled. He's like he's a dense package.
Ooh, extra firm tofu.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he comes to the gym with me, not as frequently as I go to the gym, but he works out.
Nice.
And it shows. Yeah. Right. So, and like my deadlift has shot up, I've added 10 kilos to my deadlift. I've added 20 kilos to my squat. I've added like 10 kilos to my bench. It's only been like 3 months. This is going great. I'm very excited about this. So that's going fantastically well. And then on the chastity side of things, if we had been recording this a week ago, I would have been still locked and said, I have no plans to unlock. But I unlocked middle of the week after a 47-day lockup. Uh-huh. And that's because I had a little bit of chafing on my penis. Mm-hmm. And my line of thought was, normally if I get like a little bit of chafing, and I know that like, I know how my body sort of reacts to it and how I can let it heal, I'll stay locked.
You lube, right?
But yeah, so I've got like moisturizer and stuff. Yeah. But on Tuesday of next week, so in 2 days, I've got my next laser hair removal appointment. Mm-hmm. Because you know, I very much try to commit to this muscle slave boy aesthetic with, you know, big muscles, smooth body. Lockpick, right? Okay. Anyway, so I've got that coming up, and part of the laser hair removal is that, you know, the laser hair removal person zaps my penis with a laser, because I get some hairs there too. And I wanted that to be fully healed before we bring the lasers in. So I thought, oh, I'll just unlock and I'll be good. Like I'll unlock, but I'll stay chaste. I won't like come or anything.
Yeah.
That didn't work. I unlocked a few days ago, and like I lasted like one day on my
own. Oh my God, shame on you.
On my own recognizance. I know.
Shame
on you. And then since then, I've been like, coming. And the funny thing,
he's back.
Funny thing is like, I notice this change that comes over me whenever I'm unlocked. Like, I go from being like, not necessarily submissive, but definitely power bottomy. Like, I want stuff in my home when I'm locked. To like, when I'm unlocked, I'm just like, meh. I guess I could play with my butt, but I'm not really interested in it. I go from like not caring about my dick at all to being like, I want to shove my dick in everything. And it really brings out like the dom top side of me. Like right now I'm like, ooh, I want like a little Twinkie slave boy to mold and train. Where can I find one? Right. That's what. And then this is completely unrelated. Not completely unrelated. This is totally related, but I don't understand how. Is that like I get a sudden hankering to like play computer games when I'm unlocked. Like when I'm locked, I go like months without even touching a computer game. And then when I'm unlocked, after like a couple of days of drinking off, I'm like, you know what? I want to dig up Civilization. I want to dig up like Heroes of Might and Magic. I want to dig up like these old games from the 90s and just, yeah,
are you
spend an evening playing
them. Are you saying that jacking off is bringing you back to a time when you were a computer gamer?
I don't know quite what it is. I think it's that when I'm locked, there's just an undercurrent of like horniness and sexual demand flowing in my brain that and that sort of consumes my recreational time.
Yeah.
Like when I'm locked, I'm like pretty reliably riding toys and or fists twice a week.
Your hole has gotten bigger and bigger. And the ring has gotten thicker every time I see it.
I mean, I've made some incredible progress. Not this Wednesday, but the previous Wednesday, so like 10 days ago, I was switching between like four of my biggest toys, going from like one to the next. And all four of them are at that, they're like just a little bit too big in like just the right way, you know? So like I can get them in, but like my body like immediately pushes them out.
You know? Every time you hit a new notch and you get to that almost painful point, that's when you get the most pleasure when it pops in. I hate to say it.
Right. So I was switching between these four, and the toys I was switching between were the extra large Bale from Twisted Beast, the extra large Slinky Santiago from John Thomas Toys, the extra large Brutus from
John Thomas Toys. A lot of XLs.
I know. And then the extra large Tentacle from John Thomas Toys. John Thomas Toys, they have like 70% off sales very frequently. Not to advertise too much for one toy maker. They've got great toys. Very frequently, they have like these ridiculous sales. And when they have these ridiculous sales, I'm always like, maybe I should get one. But like here, I've got next to me. This is the extra large Slinky Santiago from John Thomas Toys. Oh my God!
If you guys can imagine, I guess a literal club that an ogre would use in an RPG game, that could be it.
And like I can only get down about to like here on him. I'm obviously while we're recording this, Denied Dumpling can see what I'm doing, but obviously you guys can't. But if you go online and you look up the extra large Slinky Santiago from John Thomas Toys, about like the third ridge down,
it's
around the third or fourth ridge is about as deep as I can get. Yeah, that's.
I mean, it's like one of those Italian eggplants that are gigantic. I would say 3/4 of a really large one.
And I mean, the extra large Bale is somewhat smaller, but still huge.
I love that you have them just like directly next to your screen. Like, what the heck? Why are they next to you?
Because I have my big box of toys just off screen to the right. So literally all of my toys are right next to me. And then in that cabinet behind me on the left is like all of my bonded shit. This is my combination office and sex toy warehouse.
Oh my God. You know,
The older you get and the more toys you accumulate, the more you realize how much space it takes up. I have two auto.
It takes up so much space.
I have two ottomans in my living room that are just chock full of toys. And when my friends come over and sit on them, they have no idea. But yeah, it's all butt stuff under there.
Right. So like, rather than storing all of my toys in the living room, I store them in my home office. And, you know, that raises other questions, but they all stay. And because, you know, for my real job, I occasionally have to have Zoom meetings, and, you know,
Yes, you do.
From my home office, right? So like, everything's just out of frame at all times. Anyway, right. So like, I can get to the base of the extra large bale. I can get this baby balls.
That's insane.
But like, I can't hold them there for like more than a second. Like, I'm down there and then my body's immediately like, too big, out.
Anyways,
so I'm bouncing between these toys. And then to finish myself off, I'm riding my large Slinky Santiago, which is like the extra large, just smaller. And I had literally the most intense anal orgasms of my life. Like, it... Oh, no, wait. Hold on. No, it wasn't the large Slinky Santiago that did it for me. It was, I had switched onto my Deep Space 110 from Top Toys. That was it. After I had, like, wrecked my hole on all my largest toys, I jumped down a size to my Deep Space 110, which is still a big toy, but it's smaller. And as I was riding that, I just had this, intense multiple anal orgasms, one after the other, for what felt like a good 30 seconds straight. And it was literally like the best anal orgasm of my life. I need to get a larger gatekeeper. My largest is the 110, the 100. I need to get a larger gatekeeper. It's on the to-do list of things to buy eventually. Although my husband's like, you do know that like we're moving in 6 months or so.
Yes. And Locked Fist will be joining us back across the pond in the US of A.
Right. Yeah. No, that's the other big life update. Okay. So, and like, we have to ship all these back. Okay. So this is the Deep Space 110, which is, you know, like two small hands pushed together. Like it's like roughly the size of your
yeah, my two hands put together in a prayer motion, shaped into a torpedo. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, that's basically it. And it's decently firm, but it's not too hard. And it's also got a really nice texture to it that like really holds the lube well. Anyway, so whole progress has been going great, I guess, was the point of that story.
Whole progress sounds really, really expansive for your hole. I'm jealous. Yeah. I actually haven't been doing much of that hole play for myself. I've upgraded a couple new toys.
How do you not do hole play when you're locked up? Like, that's
okay. So I haven't made hole progress. I still masturbate regularly. I've sized up into the hanky toys models, and they're small and medium. I think I used the Rent Man. I got a lot of really good reviews online and from people that I follow that they enjoyed that. And it's thicker than my usual toys, but I really enjoy just a medium sized toy, not like the largest one I can find. And then just like going to town for a very long time on it until my hole is like completely sensitive, not raw, but like very well beaten up. Like that's when I'm pissing all over myself and shaking all over.
Now, do you reliably anally orgasm, or is it like
I if I play with myself for about 30 minutes, I usually have an anal orgasm towards the end when I go on the highest setting on my fuck machine. Yeah, and then I will have shaky legs for the rest of the evening.
Nice.
Spasmy hole.
I've had that and I love it. Yeah. The fuck machine that I have here was a gift from my husband about like three Christmases ago. And while it was a well-intended gift, the motor on it's like way too weak.
So too weak for Loch Fist Monster.
It cannot shove my toys into my hole. And so occasionally what I do is I use it like as a dildo stand. Like I'll, you know, place it on the floor and like I'll, you know, be on all fours and like I'll hold it down with my feet and impale myself on a toy on it and like use it as a stand to hold the toy in place. But it's not strong enough to actually fuck me properly. So on the list of eventual things to buy, I need a proper
fuck machine. I do love my fuck machine. It's the Hizmeth series. And I think that it does the job. I recently got some higher weights and I've been using those to hold the fuck machine in place because the bigger your toys are, when I had smaller toys, like I would say like 8-inch dildos, and they weren't heavy, fuck machine would hold it in place and fuck me, right? If I put it up against something, even reasonably weighted. Now when I have larger, thicker dildos and they need more energy to punch into my hole, I really do need large weights, like 40 pounds for the front leg and the back leg just to hold it in place.
Yeah, you need like actual counterweights on this thing. And also the toys themselves get pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So like if you don't counterweight the base of some of these fuck machines when you've got some of these bigger toys in them, it'll like tip over, which is the other problem with this fuck machine that I have. That basically any one of my toys that you put it on it and the thing just topples over because the toys are so heavy.
You know, now that I think about it, I actually don't remember how long I've been locked. I wanted to mention it earlier, but it's been a couple months, but I couldn't tell you.
The last time you were unlocked, did you jerk off?
I did. It was a very stressful time with my family, and when it's like highly stressful, I don't really like to be locked because it gives like an underlying anxiety.
Yeah, I get that. You sort of just need to clear the head.
Right. And I don't want to be difficult or unnecessarily like jittery when I'm around family, you know?
Yeah.
When it's stressful at least. But so we have a really, really exciting season planned. We do.
Yeah. This is fantastic. Like last season, I feel like that was sort of our introductory exploration of Chasty. Mm-hmm. Like we were covering the basics that we felt that get glossed over in other podcasts, but we felt that like everyone needed to know.
Right. The very basics of if you wanted to be locking in your first couple of weeks to your first month. I think the first season covered that well.
Yeah. This season, our goal is more, what is sort of all of the diversity of Chasty play? Like, how do you integrate Chasty play into your life? How do different people do it? And to help us explore that topic, we've lined up a fantastic series of guests for this season. We've got everyone from pups to non-binary people to people who are in female-led relationships, mm-hmm. To people who have really contributed to the fantasy space that we all sort of inhabit, you know, content creators who have really contributed to the fantasy space that is the Chasty universe, to makers of Chasty cages. Mm-hmm. So we have the very, very wide guest list.
Yeah.
Wide array of guests that we're excited to introduce you all to this season. I mean, I feel like if you are a listener of this podcast, chances are, you know, you'll recognize at least some of these guests.
If you're into this kink and you are a person who is semi-regular in, you know, Twitter, then you may definitely run into some of these, that you may cross paths with some of these guests that we are bringing onto the pod.
Right.
A really big mission statement that both Locked Fist and I feel is that chastity is for everyone, and that although he and I have some really great kinks in our book that we really wanted to explore and pick the brains of some very perverted kinksters from all walks of life. The people that I'm really excited about definitely are content creators. And also I'm especially excited to hear one of our guests who is in a female-led relationship, and he's in a long-term lockup with her. So seeing how that contrasts and compares to how we do as queer folk.
Right. Although I think we should clarify that he does identify as queer. He does fall under the queer umbrella, we'll let him talk about how he identifies and what the space is that he inhabits. You know,
awesome.
We're committed to keeping our listeners teased and denied here, right? You know,
correct.
We're teasing them that there's some stuff coming up. But oh no, they don't get to know the details.
Yeah, you must wait week after week for them to drop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The other thing about being currently in my unlock state, I don't know about you, but like it's sort of like I've rediscovered my penis, and like I'm playing with it constantly, and like I'm, you know, walking around the house and poking my husband with it, and like dragging it across his face while he's sleeping. That's
wow. People actually do that.
I mean,
no, you're a little romantic too.
I'm very romantic, and I mean, to be fair, he's very much like he's indulgent of my chastity kink, but he is very much, you know, averse switch. So he's quite pleased when it is unlocked and quite pleased when I'm fucking him with it again. I don't think I've actually like shared my hard dick on my Twitter. I think I've kept it like, I think I've
hidden,
like
locked.
Yeah. I think my Twitter's just been like just my chastity content and like my fisting content. Maybe I should share my penis more.
If you want to diversify your portfolio, I think that's a great idea. I think the fans would love to see your hard throbbing dick destroying twink hole. I enjoy it.
You love having your hole destroyed by my hard throbbing dick.
Well, I think I would love seeing it. You know, you shared videos and they're scintillating.
Yes. Okay.
So Locked Fist. We've been chatting a lot on and off in our messages, sharing with each other some really hot content that we've been seeing. And, you know, we made a comment in season one of Pod that this has been the boon of kink and chastity. I think we've reached a new high. It has never been as normalized as it is now.
As prevalent. And I think
it's prevalent, yeah.
And I think part of the reason is that, you know, if you think back to like the mid 2000s, when of course you and I were too young to be watching porn, so of course we were not watching porn, right?
Never did that.
Yeah, of course. But thinking back to like the mid 2000s, most of the porn content out there was made by big studios, and the big studios were aiming for, you know, the widest possible appeal. And so that meant that a lot of the content, if it was, you know, most of the content was very vanilla. And like, I'm thinking of like Sean Cody, for instance, where, you know, it's for the longest time, I don't think they even allowed boys with tattoos on Sean Cody. It was, you know, all like very white, very, very Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Very
boy next door look.
Right. And a lot of the other porn studios were similar in that they were just producing very vanilla, very gay content.
Very formulaic, yeah.
Very formulaic, you know.
I mean, even now, it's like blowjob, penetration, done.
Maybe a little bit of rimming if they want to spice things up.
Rimming. Rimming was not as prevalent. I mean, explored as much as it is nowadays. Yeah. But yes, you're right.
And I think that the mid-2010s, starting with Tumblr, transitioning over into Twitter, with the rise of XTube and the rise and then unfortunate fall of XTube, but then OnlyFans and Just for Fans and Fansly and all of these other sites, and the fact that now everyone has a entire recording studio in their back pocket because they're carrying their phone around with them everywhere, We're now seeing just how wide and diversified the kink community really is. And the so like in the 2000s, in the mid 2000s, if you wanted like gay kink content, there were like a couple studios, and like the, and half of them were under the kink.com umbrella.
Oh yeah, that, like, that iconic building in SF,
right? The San Francisco Armory. Yes. Yeah. But now, if you want kink content, you know, there's half, there's dozens of people making that specific kink on OnlyFans or just for fans or posting it on Twitter. And it's usually, I mean, I shouldn't say usually. There's a wide variety of quality when it comes to it. But the top end of that, there's a lot of good stuff at the very top end of the quality spectrum.
Yeah, it's like a locked boy buffet out there currently. There's so many popular people, big name porn stars. I don't know if they're sex workers, sex actors, who are embracing the kink, really excited to see it get mainstream with them too. But yeah, a lot of amateur people making some really hot content.
Yeah.
With their iPhone.
Yes. and then posting it to Twitter or posting it to OnlyFans or posting it just for fans. Mm-hmm. And then also the, and this sort of came out of Tumblr as well, is the plethora of artists, you know, I feel like the furry community is sort of part of the reason why we've got so many artists who are producing so much hot, chastity content and just illustrated content.
Yeah, I feel like the pup, and this is just, I mean, just assuming here that pups found chastity, pups are furry adjacent, and then chastity jumped into furry, right? And there's just tons of art. We're talking about like e-hentai, we're talking about Bara manga online, like just so much. Oh god, so much Pokemon content. Anyways,
I saw that Death of a Twink meme you shared earlier.
That was pretty good. So
there was a meme that Denied Dumpling shared where it was showing Eevee and all of the evolutions of Eevee called Death of a Twink, and Eevee of course is labeled as a twink, and then like all of the different versions around Eevee are like various things that twinks turn into. So like Flareon is, they've discovered weightlifting and then they become muscle twunks.
Not Locked Fist explaining a meme on a podcast like an uncle. Oh my god, you are 31.
I'm an old man and I'm getting older every day. I'm a mediocre white man in my 30s, so yes, I have a
not
podcast.
Not this. But back to before we got into the art part, by the way, I love this person called Animus, but he draws a lot of orc inspired art, but he's got really hot stuff on there. Love him. But back to kink and it becoming more mainstream. I don't know if you know some of these names, but they've been really big in the locked. They've been sharing being locked, even though they've been in mainstream sex work prior to that, big studios, and they do their own thing. And I'm really happy to see chastity show up in regular scenes. Nate Grimes.
Yes.
He's turned into a huge beefcake. He gets beefier every day. I love it. And he loves to be locked.
Also amazing, incredible hole.
Incredible. So deep and cavernous.
Right.
Bobby Riker. He's a huge hole. Someone who's been sort of super submissive and locked from day one, Glittery Bottom. He's someone I really enjoy. He looks super eager on camera.
And I mean, there's also guys who, I don't know if they count as a main, I know, no, like Lockboy Eli. He's like a mainstream porn star at this
point. Oh my god, the rise of Lockboy Eli. Oh, he's so adorable.
Right. And like I don't think I've ever seen his penis. I've watched a lot of porn with him completely naked, but locked in a cage. I don't think I've ever seen him unlocked.
Baby, the rumors are true. He doesn't even have one. He was born with a cage on.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's wearing a Kink 3D cage. And those only came out in 2018. So if he was born wearing a Kink 3D cage, then either he's a time traveler or he's only 3 years, 5 years old.
Well, more on that later. Let's see if we can get him on the show. That would be an episode.
I reached out to him and he never replied.
Oh, well, let's just say that he's shy. But oh, if you listen, Longsboy, we love you. We love your work.
Longsboy Eli, if you are listening to this show, do call in. message us on Twitter.
Yeah.
We are at Chastity Pod on Twitter if you are not following us there. Also, Twitter, that's another big update that we've glossed over, is that since we last recorded an episode, Twitter was bought by Elon Musk, who has been like trying to just repeatedly drive it into the ground every day since. To the point,
he would ruin an entire ecosystem of fags. Oh, excuse me, an entire ecosystem of gays.
Queers. No, we can reclaim that word. I think we can reclaim fags.
All right.
I mean, he's
trying to ruin an ecosystem for us faggots. He really is.
That's a discussion that's worth having, is, you know, like what language is appropriate to use when and where, and, you know, do we as gay men or queer men have the right to reclaim the word faggot, which has long been used as a slur against us?
Yes. Oh, no, I say faggot a lot in my regular speech. I just don't know if that's appropriate for the pod.
Oh, that's another thing. I think that for some reason that our pod is like clean on Apple instead of explicit, and I'm not sure why, and we should probably fix that.
Let me say faggot a couple more times.
if you are listening, Apple,
do call in.
But also, because this is in case listener, you got this far without realizing, this is an explicit podcast.
Yeah.
In case the entire first season somehow got past you, this is an explicit show.
So Locked Vista, do you have anyone else that you wanted to share that you really enjoyed recently, out of all the people on Twitter that you were talking to?
You mean the ones who aren't going to be guests on the show later this season? Shout out to Dan Draws Boys.
Love Dan Draws Boys,
who has been crushing it with his drawings this past year. Where he's like releasing an illustration every week or every other week or so, and it's almost always like muscular pussy boys locked in chastity, getting their holes destroyed.
So hot.
And that hits like all of my kinks. So, yeah, absolutely loving Dan Jones Boys. I did actually message him and invite him to be on the podcast. He declined out of shyness. But he was polite about it, so that was sweet. There's a surprising number of European twinks who have sort of gone on this pathway of they get the cage and then they're like, oh, maybe I should get a piercing to make it so that the cage fits better, and you know, that the cage can't be removed, and then, oh, well, my foreskin's now getting in the way, so I should get circumcised for this kink.
Wow.
Have you not noticed that?
No. Okay. I'm on a different sphere of Twitter chastity, I guess.
Okay, because like Bavarian Boy got circumcised so that he could be locked up for longer.
Wow.
And, you know, wouldn't have to unlock to clean. And so did Capriolis. And so who's that little French twink? He just is at Sacha __FR. French, yes. Chastity Boy.
C-H-A, okay. Right?
S-A-C-H-A. There we are. Yeah, but like he dove in like balls deep into this. Like he joined Twitter, you know, November, like 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
He found his calling.
And already, somewhere on this, he's already mentioned, here we go, yeah, already he's saying that for 2023 his plan is to he got a Prince Albert just a couple months ago. And now he's already talking about getting circumcised for 2023. He's thinking about getting laser hair removal. He's thinking about getting reverse PA and staying locked 24/7.
Like, yeah, he's found his calling.
He has dove in. We should get, you know what? We should reach out to him and get him on the pod. Because that's,
oh my God, that would be great.
That's an insanely fast journey that he's gone on from, you know, zero to this deep in only like 3 months.
He also has an incredible hands-free video on Twitter from December of 2022. You guys should check it out, Sacho.
He does. It's his pinned tweet where he is in some lingerie. I'm watching it right now while we're talking. He's in lingerie. He's black lingerie. He's little dicklets all locked up. He is impaled on a dildo, and there is just cum just dripping.
Yeah, shooting.
Dripping from him. While he's writing them.
But and late life circumcision for chastity, that
is commitment.
Is commitment.
I mean, in my case, I'm already cut. You know, I was cut at when I was not by choice, when I was, you know, an infant. Actually, are you circumcised? I have no idea.
Yeah, I had it late in life too. You know that thing when your penis foreskin is too tight and it doesn't allow it to grow when you're young?
Phimosis.
Phimosis. I had that when I was young, and so I had a later in life.
Phimosis. 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 Yeah. So like where your foreskin's so tight that you can't like draw it back past your head.
Yeah. I had that, and my parents were like, "All right, let's cut it off."
Apparently, like with steroid cream and like stretching, you can actually like loosen up your foreskin. And treat phimosis that way is what I've heard. Again, I do not have a foreskin, so this has never been an issue for me.
Well, they chose the other option, so I was cut later in life.
Oh, speaking of, as I'm scrolling down through the list of people I follow, Natalie Mars is an example of a porn star who's very into chastity.
Oh, love
and is
her.
Also, she's very mainstream. And also someone who would be, I didn't even ask her if she'd like to be on the podcast, but I would love to have her on the podcast.
Yeah, she's got some hot stuff. Someone who's also across the pond who has been blowing up my feed, well, not blowing up my feed, but really making ripples up for me, Kinky Teen Munich.
Oh yes,
him. Severely hot. He's so hot.
He is so good. I've been enjoying his stuff too.
Yeah, great, locked clit.
Great body, locked clit, very submissive. Loving it.
I feel like it's a gallery with him though. It's a lot less videos, which is fine.
Yeah. And he doesn't show his face at all, which is also fine. Like my husband has requested that I not show my face. I mean, you can. Like, if you really want to hunt down my face, you can find it.
It exists. It's in the first season.
we put it on the fucking Twitter.
I mean, it's over for me. My face is all over my Twitter. It's gone. I mean,
your face has been you. I feel like you started showing your face relatively early, like in back in the Tumblr days.
Oh, fully. Yeah. I mean, it was in Tumblr in the whole sea of torsos and dicklets locked in a cage. I wanted to be someone who connected, like a real person, and that's I feel like that's how I really found my community. People are like, oh, he's a little locked Asian boy, you know, like maybe he seems sweet, maybe we should talk to him.
Added to the list of updates, I bought a sexy new rubber hood.
That is a very hot hood. Yeah.
Did I show it to you already?
Yeah, right. It's a good hood.
Yeah. It's from Regulation in London. Regulation is a kink and latex shop in Soho in London. And so I was in London the other week. I was in London for the Guns N' Roses fisting party. And I had been in the market for a good hood for a while. So I just tried on all of their hoods. and was like, all right, I think I'm ready to order a custom hood. I know what I want. I want like a cocksucker mouth because I want like to be able to like open my jaw actually. Because a tight latex hood, if it's got just the small mouth opening, you can't really open your mouth.
I actually prefer it if it goes over like the cut to go over the nostril because it's just hard to breathe through those nose holes. But some people enjoy that.
Right. I wanted the cocksucker mouth and I also wanted the nose exposed like that so I could have my septum ring in. And then I knew that I wanted like the pinprick eyes.
For minimum visibility.
Yeah, because I wanted to be able to see, but I didn't. I wanted like the dehumanizing mm-hmm. look of like the eyes covered. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted it to be, after trying them on, I knew I wanted it to be a pullover and not something that zipped or laced mm-hmm. up because I didn't want like my hair getting caught mm-hmm. in it. Anyways. So I was describing to the like shop guy, the
shopkeeper
that I wanted a custom hood with all these features. And he goes, I think that's such like a wildly popular combination. I think we actually just sell that online on like our online store, exactly as you described. Like you don't even need a custom one. That's just the most generic one we've got.
Everyone's a cocksucker.
And I pulled up and sure enough, yes, they do. And he's like, and the great thing about that one is that if you don't like it, you can return it.
That's so funny.
So I bought that one, and it is fantastic. It is everything I've wanted in a hood.
It looks hot. Very, very gimpy.
It looks very hot. It looks very gimpy. And so part of me is now like, ooh, now that I've got this sexy hood, I should like make more content because I don't have to worry about like trying to hide my face. So,
well, maybe. Listen, locked fist with a hood. Now you have someone working you out. She's whipping you into shape with more weights. I'm excited to see you in your locked himbo journey, creating more content.
Thank you.
The world deserves to see your cavern.
And I am almost done with my laser hair removal process. I think this is going to be like session 10 or session 11.
I had about like 10 or 12 sessions and I've been completely hairless. And then I paused on it for a couple months now. I was hairless for like, I want to say 3 following months. And now I'm finally getting teeny tiny little baby hairs coming back. Mm. So I might have to restart.
Yeah, that's sort of, I mean, the nice thing
that's
is
the norm. Yeah.
The nice thing is that now the appointments go like really quickly because there's not much left. And also, I don't know about how yours were priced, but it was much more expensive at the start when there was like a lot of ground to cover. But now that it's a relatively fast thing, it's much cheaper.
It's also cheaper because I get them every 6 weeks, 7 weeks, you know, so.
Mine started out spaced like every 6 weeks and then has just slowly like grown longer.
Yeah, so. every 2 months is not bad at all for you to stay, you know, hairless. I think a lot of locked boys love to be hairless because it shaving kind of cuts the fantasy a little. It's like, it's annoying.
Different people have different aesthetics. There's plenty of guys out there who are like very, very hairy and are still locked. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people who like that aesthetic. My preferred aesthetic, both for myself and for guys that I like to play with, I mean, it's the vanilla white bread boring thing of I like them lasered or shaved smooth. And I like myself lasered or shaved smooth. I like that smooth skin on skin.
Mm. And the prickles happen and then everything falls apart.
Right, which is why lasers, because then no prickles.
Science, because lasers.
Lasers. Pew pew, pew pew pew.
Well, I think that about covers it.
Is that everything we want to talk about today?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much more podcasts to come.
I know. There's plenty for us to talk about. And hopefully we've created something useful and worth listening to.
I think as this season progresses, we're going to bring in some people that are going to share very interesting viewpoints on how they live chastity, integrate chastity into their life. Because you and I, you know, we have our own kinks, but the world of kink, as I'm learning, is so diverse and everyone likes different aspects of it, whether it's the submission, whether it's the public, whether it's, you know, just secret little depraved fantasies. Everyone does it differently.
That reminds me, for people listening to this podcast, message us and let us know who it is that you want on this podcast and what you, if there's a topic you really want us to talk about, you know, on Twitter. I guess you could email us, but no, just message us on Twitter. Or I'm at Locked Fist. He's Denied Dumplings at Denied Dumpling.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yes. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Everyone, if you are someone who has something you want to bring to the table, you can message us too. You know, we'd love to get to know you.
Because it was all of you messaging us demanding season two, which is the reason that we went ahead and did this. You
know, like, yeah.
If it had not been for the many of you who reached out and said, when's season two coming out? When's season two coming out? We probably would have just done season one and been like, eh, that was fun, good enough, and just stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well, Locked Fist, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad we're starting season two. It's been a long time coming.
It's been a while. It's lovely to see you again. I look forward to us doing this almost every week for the next couple of months.
Here we go. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. We'll talk to you on the Twitters.
All right. Goodbye.
Alrighty. Bye now.
This is Chastity Pod, a passion project brought to you by two chastity enthusiasts. I'm Locked Fist Monster.
And I'm Denied Dumpling. And you're listening to The Sweet Sound of Chastity by Boys Noize and Pussy Riot featuring Alice Glass.
If you like our content and want to stay connected, follow us at Chastity Pod on Twitter.
That's at CHASTITYPOD on Twitter. We'll see you there. Я скажу на место, просто тупо месседж, а теперь навечно я твой.